In the end, I did on working with the head ethnologist at the Nova Scotia Museum of History in Halifax, Ruth Holmes Whitehead. And she's like the material culture go-to person for Mi'kmaq culture.
Okay.
She's written many wonderful books about the Mi'kmaq people, and she let me excerpt stuff from three of her books. The Mi'kmaq world has a lot of shape-shifting, and people are human beings, and then they're animals, and then they're rocks, and then they're stars. They constantly change and morph into different forms. And the largest section of this book is a story of Mi'kmaq women that marry star husbands. And the texts are embedded into the imagery. It's a horizontal format book called Aduklahan, which is Mi'kmaq for story or tale. I got permission to reproduce Mi'kmaq petroglyphs from the Nova Scotia area. I would redraw them and cut them as woodblocks. So they appear together with my original pictorial color woodcuts. On the front, it's a porcupine quill, double curve design, which is a classic Mi'kmaq Indian design. And on the backside, it's kind of abstract, but it's basically the map of Nova Scotia on the backside. And it all is printed in such a way that it looks like birch bark on the front and back covers.